gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Pardon me, commentarians. What up? We are back. We are 10 episodes in. This is episode number 10 of Commentary Intellectual Black Versation. We got this cracking like at the top of the quarantine, and we 10 episodes in. So if y'all can hear that fire truck rolling through the hood, the fire house is right around the corner from my house. So it gets like that. But we 10 episodes in. I almost can't believe it. And we've like touched on a lot of things. But how y'all doing? What's cracking, Cass, crew? What's up?
What up?
Chilling.
Back at it, yeah.
On the road again.
Yeah, that's like becoming your new, what is it called? Set. That's your new
Rolling
set.
Rolling Rashad.
Rolling with Rashad.
Look, ladies, Rashad has money. He has a panoramic sunroof. Y'all better get at him.
Okay? yeah. Trying to hide it from the repo.
Oh, man. Yo, so we're in day like 1,437.938. of the quarantine or stay at home or whatever you want to call it. This one, we don't call it COVID because nobody's staying at home anymore.
Nobody's quarantining anymore.
No, but nobody's quarantining. What are y'all missing out here? Like, is life back to normal? I know some of our children, well, me and you, our kids started school this week.
Yeah.
How's virtual going for you over there? Because I've been seeing some tales. Have y'all seen the memes and stuff that have been flying around and little funny videos and all that?
I definitely have. We are in day, what is this, day two?
Yeah, day two today.
Surprisingly, it's going very well. I work from home, so his school is right behind my office. So the things that I hear provide me a lot of comic relief throughout the day. these kids are hilarious, to say the least. You know, I got a kid in a public school, even though it's a magnet school. But the things that I've heard are pretty interesting from some of his classmates. What I will say is, you know, I think teachers probably will deserve a pay increase after this. Because
I agree with you on that.
They deal with a lot. I think virtual learning will be better for my son than in person. So it's a kind of a win-win for us over here, but
okay.
Yeah.
Shy, where you at, man? How you feeling, bro? What's man, life like for you?
I just don't trust it, man. I don't trust it. It's something going on. I don't know, man.
Conspiracy, brother.
It just feels weird, man. But you know what, though? Some people ain't never stopped just doing what they were doing, you know?
Real rap.
But I do see people, you know, getting back to it. I'm curious as far as, like, you know, I connect dots that I shouldn't at times, but I'm curious to see what COVID looks like after this election. That's what I'm waiting for.
I'm actually with you on that, bro. And I'm going to go as far as to say I'm curious right before election, bro.
Right. Even better.
I just had that conversation over the weekend about how I think there's going to be another stimulus right before the election, bro. And they're going to kind of, you know, key it as, oh, hey, guys, we know, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, da-da-da-da-da. And they're not going to play it directly to the election. It's going to be, hey, so we decided we're going to do X, Y, Z, you know, type deal. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, bro.
And to take it even further, I bet you a cold pair of Jordans going to come out right before the election.
You know what?
Like, no, I'm serious. Like, all jokes aside, man, I'm telling you.
The Baracks. The Baracks.
That's a couple niggas wearing some Baracks already. You know what I'm saying?
Some Walmarts.
The Shacks. The Shocks. Shocks. They're French. The Shocks.
What's that insurance commercial he be on? General Lee or what's that nigga?
Oh, the General, bro.
The General.
the general, bro.
Yeah, he has a pizza now too for Papa John's.
He does, and I'm not gonna get on that. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you know I was getting ready to go.
Papa John's doesn't like black people.
Right.
Papa John's doesn't like black people. Right. Yo.
Go with the pepperoni.
I'm kind of missing travel right now. Like I was deeply contemplating taking a road trip with my lady this weekend for Labor Day, but we decided to just stay and chill because I mean, even if we do hit a quick little sneak, you know, tip, like what are we gonna do when we get there? Like we'll go out to eat and maybe hit a spot, a rooftop or something until you know the city shut down. Like
right.
Nah, I'm good. So I'm definitely missing the travel.
Well, I'm venturing out. Oh, flight and all. Venturing out, I have not. But the gag is I haven't been out of St. Louis probably in 4 years.
Wow. All expenses is paid for.
Yeah, so I'm going to put my mask on, my gloves. Okay. You know.
Who flew you out, Harlan?
I'm not getting flewed out. Oh, okay. Going on a girls trip. Please do not put out the misconception that I'm getting flued out because the last time I said anything about anything about a man, I was called a gold digger. I'm not getting flued out.
I'm not in it.
I'm going to Vegas though.
Ooh.
What happens in Vegas?
And I have not been to Vegas as an adult.
Oh wow.
Vegas is so, you're going to enjoy. We'll talk about that.
We've looked up, like, the tips and all of that from, like, bloggers that have gone already since COVID. Mm-hmm. So we're ready. We're ready to go shopping and eat and all that fun stuff.
Well, it's going to be a lot of cousins out there for Labor Day weekend since flights are cheap. There's going to be a lot of cousins.
Well, we're not going to the end of the month.
I won't be.
I won't be.
August, my damn self.
Listen, sometimes you got to just... We got to get out of here. We going crazy. I've been in the house with my children for 5 months.
Yeah, I hear you.
You need to.
Yep.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, we do have some entertainment going on out here, though. Y'all get a chance to tune in to the Versus joint last night?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Rashad and I had a little friendly back and forth.
Yeah. Hey, did you? Yeah, hey, speaking of that, did you block me on Facebook?
You know, every now and then I get on Facebook after I've deactivated for shock value, ruffle some feathers, piss people off, and then I disappear again.
Oh, you disappear again. I'm like, not my homie. I said, no. I said, I love you.
I re-deactivated.
Even though you was in your Carl Thomas zone, I was like, I love you, Carl.
Oh, damn.
Because I said what I said. She can't sing. Wasn't a question or like I wasn't opening the floor for a debate.
Well, be clear about who can't sing. Who said
Monica?
Okay.
That's how I feel. That's my personal.
You just deaf in both ears, but that's okay.
Those are my. I feel like people who think Monica can sing also think Mary J. Blige can sing.
You going a little too far with that.
Ooh, come on now. Oh, you going too far with that. Mary. Oh, we can't see after the Burger King commercial, Mary, I might rock with you, but
I thought it was McDonald's.
It was the chicken wrap.
Yeah. So pre chicken wrap commercial, Mary. Yeah. You know, we can't let's not do that.
But that's how I feel. Do I feel that Monica has some songs? Yes, most definitely. She definitely does. I just don't feel like in real life she can sing.
Well, I've seen her like 3 times. Girl can sing. Brandy can sing too. I think Brandy is a better singer. I will say that. But Monica can sing. She dope. To me. I don't like her outfits all the time, but
she looked like Lord Farquaad from Shrek last night.
What is wrong with
well,
you?
What was Brandy looking like last night, though?
Like herself. She was looking like herself. What do we expect from Brandy? No. Brandy is straight up boho.
I think boho. Brandy looked at Erykah Badu's Instagram before going on last night, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot.
That was an Erica by don't, my brother. I wasn't feeling it.
That was an Erica by don't.
I feel like what they were wearing was indicative of their two completely different personalities.
And that's the word for the day.
Brandy is very soulful and deep, and her music is just that. And Monica is more, you know, for the people, for the streets, not in a bad way, but she's more for, you know, the chicks who boo is locked up.
Okay, so let's do this. And Harlem, you kick it off. Because I've seen people saying, like, if you like Monica, then this. If you like Brandy, then that. So give us some if you like Brandy's. If you like Brandy, you're deep and soulful and introspective.
If you like Brandy, you write poetry.
Okay.
If you like Monica, you date niggas that sell drugs.
I thought it was going to be like, you date niggas that rap or something. It was like, she's like, if you like Brandy, you write poetry.
So if
you like Brandy, you light sage and incense and play with crystals.
Okay. Monica look like she got some incense. Monica get her incense from the swap meet, though.
Yep.
If you like Brandy, you sip slowly room temperature cucumber water. If you like Monica, Lil Romeo's is your favorite rap snacks.
With Hennessy.
Yeah. Okay. With Hennessy. You drink dark.
With Hennessy, yeah.
You drink dark.
I mean, I like straight. When I drink dark, but you know, hey.
If you like Brandy, you juggle yoni eggs.
Boo.
Okay.
So, yo, now hold on, I'm laughing because half the people don't even know what that is. You and I know what those are, but
is it yoni? Yoni is yoni.
It's yoni.
Yoni.
Yeah.
It's yoni.
Yoni. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can hold a yoni,
don't do it.
Never mind. Because we try to keep it rated.
I mean, overall, how was y'all feeling about the competition though? The verses. Let me not call it a competition because verses is we've learned subjective at this point, but. Did y'all
the get shade some, fest.
It was some ill vibes going on in that thing.
It was very uncomfortable to watch. Mm-hmm. You could tell that, you know, that supposedly they had a conversation beforehand to squash the non-existent beef is what I heard, was that they basically both said that the beef was created by the fans after the players' mind. They said it was never a man they were arguing over, but the fans created the beef, and so it just intensified and really became a thing. It was just uncomfortable to watch. You know, the vibes were good as far as, like, the music. They definitely both have hits. They both have some jams. I do feel like Brandy's catalog is more extensive. Mm-hmm. But Monica comes with those hits. So, the vibe was off as far as how they were interacting to me.
Yeah. It was a little awkward. I'll agree with you.
It was.
Brandy, Shea Butter, Monica, Edge Control Gel. Do people still use Edge Control Gel?
Yes.
It's on my bathroom right now. It's not mine, but it's
on. I about to say, brother. What
you? I use jam right now.
You got less jam. That's what you use.
Yeah, I use less jam.
Yep. And pink lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You fly. I loves me some Harlem, even though we do not agree about Monica singing. Monica is like the ambassador, like legend. Brandy may be stadium status.
Yeah. Brandy is also multifaceted as well, which I'm not comparing that. Brandy is an actress as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually pretty good at it.
Hey, but don't do Monica because she was in ATL.
I don't even remember that part. She was in
it? She was the Waffle House waitress.
She was the Waffle House waitress, bro.
Oh, shit. That's why I forgot that motherfucker.
She had a gold and everything, bro.
She did. Yeah. But I thought it was good. I thought it was for the culture. They definitely broke records. 1.1 million views, I believe.
No, it ended up being close. Yeah, it was like 1.2 when I saw it.
Yeah, they had lot of heavy hitters in the room. Because you know, when you're just a regular unblue check person, you only see the verified account. So they had some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah, Joe Biden was there.
Joe Biden and Kamala. She was there too.
Exactly.
They were there.
They were exactly. there. Yeah.
The boy of mine, the inauguration ball. There you go.
Yeah. Ray J was there too.
Sexy can I?
Hey, we need to talk about Ray J, because Ray J is an underground king out here, bro. Like
always. Always. He's more than just Brandy's brother.
Yeah. Ray J has a nice little roster of the ladies. Ray J has some club bangers.
I'm telling you, I will always sing One Wish extremely loud whenever I hear it or whenever
I'm going to buy some black wife beaters and leather pants today. So,
yeah. You going to get in the rain?
Get in the rain with a leather coat with a wife beater. Mm-hmm. I'm out here.
Yeah. Ray J knows how to flip a coin.
Yeah, we gotta shout out to Ray J.
Yeah, for sure. But the battle was good, though. I definitely think it was for the culture. Mm-hmm. It was worth it.
Definitely.
It was a lot of black woman shade being thrown. I was a little bit disappointed that they didn't actually sing. Well, Brandy did. Monica did not participate in singing "The Boy Is Mine."
She had probably just had Henny before she came on, so.
She had on them ugly ass pants.
Yeah, there was mixed reviews about her outfit, and it was very interesting to see the ladies that liked the outfit and the ladies that was like, that was trash, because they come from all different spectrums. But most of my stylist friends were like, it was trash. But then I know some fashionable women, and they're not necessarily stylists. They were like, that was fly. I would wear it. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, okay.
It was very Jada Pinkett in Low Down Dirty Shame.
It was. You nailed it. You
nailed it. Yeah, it reminded
me of Apollo.
So, but it was for the culture. It was for the culture. We appreciated it, and they gave us a long 3 hours.
Are we ever going to get to the point where artists, you know, man, woman, child, whatever, can be in the same space and there not be this? I mean, because I guess it does come from the fans, but I think it's internalized at some point, like you said, B, and then it becomes this real thing, right? Like, we pit Beyonce against everybody, and, like, you know, Beyonce and Carrie Hilson fell out, and then it was like, who else? Like, women that have just, like, completely, Ciara and Carrie Hilson fell out. Mm-hmm. Carrie Hilson might be the problem, I'm thinking.
She she's blocked me.
Carrie Hilson?
A few times.
Oh, you got her number?
No. She's blocked me on Instagram. She's unblocked me on Instagram, but she's blocked me on Instagram. She blocked me on Twitter. I just was asking her questions. I guess she didn't like my questions.
Your type of questions.
Like, no, back in the day, like, on Twitter, right? I remember she was like, oh, I'm in a studio. And I was like, girl, what studio, sis? Like, when you coming out with an album? When?
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to know. But I've been blocked by a lot of people. I've talked about that on Facebook before.
Yeah, you have.
You're so sweet. I don't get it. Why are you blocked by people?
I got blocked by Gangsta Boo.
I remember that. Gangsta Boo blocked you.
What happened? I got it. I just saw Gangsta Boo in Atlanta a few months back. What happened, man?
That was back in the day when they said she robbed at Dollar General or Dollar Tree or something like that. And I was like, why? Like, all you had to do was, like, talk to Project Pat. Like, somebody would have helped you out, you know? She blocked me.
Yo, I think Project Pat was talking about one of my cousins in that rhyme about the shower for an hour. You ever heard that one?
We're going to stay on task today.
No, I'm just saying.
We are good.
My cousins out here living. Shout out to my girl cousins, man. I love y'all. Some of them ratchet, but most of them are queens. Even ratchet queens. You got some out there?
Anyway. Oh, man.
But yeah, Gangsta Boo.
Obviously it is.
Kaya, she constantly blocks me and unblocks me.
Kaya, is that the neck back chick?
My back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I got blocked by, like, a representative of Ampro Brown Gel.
Who?
Y'all know the brown gel that women used to use back in the day? I got blocked by, or like, I don't know, she was like the CEO or something, but she blocked me too.
Oh, well, they were going out of business, the CEO took time out to block you.
One of them probably said something crazy.
They were going filing for bankruptcy to the next day.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it is what it is.
I need for us to be able to get into the same space. And fans, y'all got to stop taking this stuff so personally. I mean, you know, we do get emotional, sports, music, all that. But, bruh, there can be two queens in a room at the same time. They don't have to be from the same place, right?
Right.
I got to chill, man. Damn.
People was upset last night when I said that Monica couldn't sing. Whew. That was right.
Yeah, like you said, Monica got those bangers. You could throw on some Monica joints in the club right now. And, you know, Brandy is when the club is closing. You know, Full Moon, you come on like, all right, yeah, it's time to go, y'all.
Time Security to go. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, every time the beat drop Monica, you know, that's kind of, you know, you get that in. Yep.
And, you know, too, I think what kind of, like, fueled another part of their beef was their attachment and relationship to Whitney Houston.
I never thought about that.
I think now don't quote me, but if I'm not mistaken, Brandy is like her, they're real close. Like, I don't want to say goddaughter, but they are like extremely, extremely close, like even prior to Whitney and Ray J having their thing.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, like prior to that, because mind y'all, they did Cinderella together. Yeah, but she also had a very close relationship with Monica as well. So I think it was just like the fuel from the imaginary competition that the fans created, and then the relationship that they both shared, which was probably totally different with Whitney Houston, that, you know, just ignited this big situation that we still saw the remnants of last night.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, we got to help them beautiful sisters get past it.
Listen, when Brandy was like, oh, we a group, Monica was like, we not a group.
We not. Damn. We are not a group. This is not a duo. Mm-mm.
She was like, nope, we not a group. I was like, whoa, okay then.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's messed up, man.
Yo.
The band is my name. Daddy Blood on the name.
That's right.
So versus thumbs up, thumbs down last night. Thumbs up. Like,
I'm giving it a thumbs up. It was great.
I'm in between.
A great catalog of music outside of the personals and all of that stuff. It was just a great catalog of music. Great trip down memory lane, and Brandy and them had some new bangers.
Yeah, it was definitely a good playlist. It's definitely a good playlist. If you go get that versus playlist, just that's a dope playlist to just ride out to. Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna give a quick sidebar. I think that versus, in order to survive, they're gonna have to expand the genres that they're putting up against each other because hip hop and R&B, we rolling, and you know, we black people make the world go round. But if they want to keep that platform going, bro, they gonna have to start throwing Nickel back on her against somebody or something.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's gonna have to happen. It's gonna have to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it got some time left though, because it's just like legendary people or semi-legendary being put against each other, you know what I mean? And in a sense of music catalogs, not necessarily versing each other, for real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. The one that I did not enjoy, and I'm a huge 2 Chainz fan, was 2 Chainz and Rick Ross.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It was
weird.
The energy was off in that one. It was
just because 2 Chainz is always like all over the place. Like, there's just it was weird. It was weird.
That Ross was drunk. Chainz was high.
Yeah.
Chainz brought out the strippers. Like,
that was weird.
So, and it's like crazy. Like, have y'all ever like really tripped? I don't know what Chainz do off camera, but on camera, he always has women around, bro, but he never indulges, ever. Like, he's always very hands-off.
Well, he's married.
I know that. That's my point. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's married. He's faithful. Black men don't cheat.
black men be.
We sure don't.
I know y'all fucking lying.
Who out here cheating?
Black men.
Not during the quarantine.
Man, the black men don't cheat. Shit. Fuck out of here with that.
Quarantine, over. Pre, post, whatever. No. No, okay. Those men are Pacific Islanders.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
If I had one wish.
Speaking of islands, we're not going to go to an island, but we're going to go to a great place in Africa called Wakanda.
Mm.
And, man, y'all know what this is. We going to pay homage to the great man, one of our very first strong black superheroes, you know, like mainstream. Right. We have Meteor Man and, you know, all that Candyman, whoever, whatever you want to call them. We
have Meteor Man.
Did you say Candyman?
Meteor Man, Candyman.
Candyman. Now,
Blank Man
was
Media Man and Blank Man. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. We lost Chadwick Boseman a few days ago. So, you know, wherever you are right now listening to this, you know, of course, you know, we pre-recorded, but I was actually. We're doing music in the park with my girl and my son, and I just happened to kind of be flipping through Facebook because the DJ had started playing some. It wasn't whack, but he had kind of gone, you know, kind of down, slowed it down for a little bit, right. And it literally popped up. I was like, man, so I googled. I was like, bro,
man,
this is real.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't believe it. How y'all feeling?
I won't even lie. I dropped a few because he is he's definitely one of those, just one of those timeless actors that you think is going to live forever. You know, you kind of put him in a category with Denzel with even just the movies that he's left us with. You know, he is extremely talented, and what it felt like really was, because nobody knew that he was even going through this struggle.
Right.
We didn't even know. People made these goofy ass jokes when he posted the video some time ago on Jackie Robinson Day.
Right.
But what I felt like was, not only did we lose Black Panther, right? It felt like we lost James Brown again. It felt like we lost Jackie Robinson again. It felt like we lost Thurgood Marshall again, because he played those roles with such intent and such passion that you felt like this was the real person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was tough. And not to mention, from a woman's perspective, he is a fine ass black man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just saying. It's fine as shit.
It's dope that you mentioned Denzel too, because Denzel actually had a great stake in his career, you know, funding part of his education, you know, in which I think a comment was made, and I think he made it, saying without Denzel Washington, there wouldn't have been Black Panther or a lot of things. You know, the brother was accoladed, I'm gonna make up a word, up, man. He was a solid brother, especially a solid brother in Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of his roles, even 21 Bridges was pretty fresh to me, but he he had a lot of prestigious roles, man. And I think the thing, I shed a few tears too. Well, more than a few. I just, man, 2020 could suck a, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk like that while we're talking about this brother. But 2020 has been something, man.
Ruthless, taking everybody except my baby daddy.
It's cold-blooded. But anyhow, the brother, very, very solid brother, man. And AI, I really respected a post that you had on Facebook. Well, actually, it wasn't a post, but you did like a quick little live or whatever, or stories in which you were just explaining to people, you know, just the importance of sacredness, keeping something amongst yourself or your people, keeping it tight, and just addressing people like, well, how do you find it shocking that this man actually had a super core that kept his business private? And it shows the resilience of, you know, Chadwick, I mean, definition of resilience should have Chadwick just like this.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Because he, man, but yeah, AI, if you could expound upon that, that message you put out there, because I think that's a very important message.
Before you do that, though, Alan, I just wanted to say, like, something that I learned since his passing was how destined it seemed for him to be in the position he was in. So, Felicia Rashad was his professor at Howard University, and she's the one who reached out to Denzel to pay for his, to pay for his, you know, his, the little thing that he went to. And not like only that,
tuition for acting,
for the acting class that he went to or whatever. And then even prior to that, when Angela Bassett did a commencement speech, he was the one who was slated to escort her onto the stage. This was when he was just a student at Howard.
Right.
So, like, he was destined to be who he became.
Right.
That's what's up.
Man. He had, and the brother, like, he did a couple of interviews that I caught some years ago. And, I mean, the brother was just intelligent as well, like, brilliant and intelligent, two different things. High IQ, just a masterful mindset, man.
Yeah.
And if you think about the diversity, in my personal opinion, of the characters that he played, you have to be built as a thespian, as a person, you have to be built a certain way to be able to, like, take on those roles, unlike our good friend Terrence Howard, who's the same person. I'm trying to get Daryl to jump in with the, hey, man, say, man.
Daryl, you know, look here, brother. Look here.
Hey, man, that's, ooh, hey, I'm Iron Man, man.
No, man.
Luscious Iron Man.
Look, it's Aquaman, Iron Man.
I mean, War Machine, man. I wasn't Iron Man. Luscious War, baby. War Machine, man. She with me, but she ain't with me. Now, the funny thing, we ain't talking about two or three different movies. And we didn't change our voice. But go ahead, AI.
You good, man. No, just to expound quickly, man. It's crazy to me that in this day and age, that, you know, you see memes and stuff all the time, right? I just so happened to be sitting in the car yesterday, and I was going through stories all the way to my son to come out. And I, like, went through, like, three or four different stories, and, you know, the little meme was up, you know. Chadwick's went for years and nobody said nothing. Check your circle #. I'm like, bro, like, this is insane. Like, right. You know, and you know, everything starts within, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always That's gonna right. think you're gonna think that because number one, you can't hold water. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. You can't hold water. Whoever you is, you can't hold water. You know, number two, you don't have any expectations of other people that are around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, cliques and crews and friends go through drama, you know, quote unquote, you know, sometimes you have disagreements or whatever, but you know, you don't rat on your mans or your girl and I don't mean rat as in the street sense, but you don't, if somebody trusts you with something, man, you gotta sit on that. You gotta sit on That's that. Right. Like, how many arguments you've been in and somebody you thought you was cool with brought up something cause they was trying to tear you down, you know? And this is a man that was in Hollywood, and people are so astonished. Like, oh, nobody said anything. This man was famous and da-da-da-da. It's like, bro, you got to really just reevaluate who you're around. Like, you just have to do so. That's the only way. It's the only right. So, yesterday, you know, I wasn't upset or angry. I was just like, man, it's crazy to me that y'all really think that you can't tell anybody anything and just be cool and sit on it and make it happen. Like, at least have one or two people, man. Damn.
Them with some airtight ass NDAs.
Hey, they already knew, you know, because it had to be for him to catch that in 16. I said catch that like it was the flu, but for him to be diagnosed, in 2016, and then, you know, have to go through, you know, movies and stuff. It's probably days he was sick or, you know, running late. Or
that's what I read, that you know, like, I want to say it was, I can't remember who said something about it, but they were like, you know, he was going through, they were like shooting films between numerous surgeries and treatments and things like that. Like, there's also, unlike a lot of celebrities, there are very few photos of him in his weakened state. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, you can you just imagine the loyalty of the people around, as well as his doctors?
Right.
So, you know, and of course, they're governed by a different set of laws. Right. Yeah, they're governed by a different set of laws, but
that's
who's
right.
to say that another, you know, like another nurse or something like that, or an orderly walking down the street, or, you know, walking down the hallway, oh, that's, you know, whatever, whatever. But
right,
I am surprised, but I'm also elated to know that that man was able to live in peace, because right. cancer is no joke.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I know the people at Marvel. Cancer is no joke. But the people at Marvel knew. Kevin Feige, I know, course, from Marvel, yeah. knew everything. Mm-hmm. They was letting them slide with different stuff because they knew what was going on. So they knew. They didn't know it was going to go like this, is from what I've read and what they've said, that they were already thinking about how they need to transition already, right. how to protect him in general, like even shooting scenes-wise, like, all right, we got Chad for like a week and a half, y'all.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to bang this out, because he got to go do some other stuff, and we want to give him enough time to be able to rest and right. do everything else he wants to do. So those people, it was a lot of people supporting him, man. But it also yeah. showed, when people were willing to snake you and just put your business out there, you may not be that most genuine as a person then. Because a lot of more people knew about his sickness than you think knew. A lot of people yeah. knew. They yeah. just
and the thing is,
they liked him so much that they
I just wanted to, you know, oh, go ahead, D, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they was like, I'm not gonna be the one to put that out there.
Now, right,
that,
right.
Right. But the thing is too, like, when you think about a lot of these Hollywood sets, excuse me, and just the whole, you know, TMZ culture and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, because you have so many fucking parasites, excuse my language, but you have so many parasites that like hone in on stuff like that, so they can be quick to show a picture of this, or be able yeah. to tell you, or the rumor reports and stuff like that. And just to see that that did not happen, man, I'm so grateful for that, man. And that is, like you said, Daryl, Hall of Fame AI, him having a tight group around him. And sometimes when people see, they might not even be a part of your group, but when they see you have a tight group or a great core around you, they follow suit versus try to be malicious. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's like, right. all right, I mean, I would usually be on my fuckboy stuff, but man, this chat with Bozeman, man, I ain't even gonna put him out there like that.
I did right. see, after he passed away, I was on TikTok, and one of the TikTok users had like some. He had like four, maybe like three or four pictures of him. One was him like in a wheelchair, but he was all covered up, I guess like coming out of a hospital or something. The other was like him coming out of like a grocery store or something like that. And like a lot of people were commenting like, yo, this is disrespectful to this man's legacy. Like, we want to remember him as Black Panther. We don't want to remember him in a state that he didn't want to be remembered in.
Right.
And I think
that's not realistic.
I mean, he eventually took the post down because so many people was just talking about how disrespectful it was. Of course, he wasn't of the darker skin tones.
Right.
But,
right.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. This one hit different. I think this one was a little personal.
Agreed.
Yeah. And one of the things. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just wondering where y'all see Black Panther going, because it's not going to end.
Well, before we get that, I do want to say this. You know how people always be like, well, you know, if someone passes and so on and so forth, you know, it's always like, oh, well, what is the message and this, that, and the third. And sometimes this stuff can get corny, but I will say, I'll just be corny for the moment. Like, just seeing as much as that brother has done, you know, and it's other people who've done a lot before, you know, they passed and so on and so forth, but just to see, and his line of work, which he had to consciously agree to do. Like, he chose these roles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, oh, you're going to do this or going to do that. And it didn't seem like he was ever chasing a dollar or whatever. And just to see the beauty in everything that he did. And like I think you hinted to earlier, Harlem, just about, you know, the inspiration and aspiration that his roles provided and even his life, you know, if anything, and I know this is the most cliche thing to hear, but 2020 is showing that whether it's cliche or not, it's real. Make yep. the yeah. most of your time.
Message. Make
the most. And yeah. the brother, November 29th, 1977, December 13th, 1977. I don't know why they keep saying he was 43, he was 42. And I'm going to tell you, it seems old to people who ain't in their 40s, but the closer you get to to this age, that was not old at all, man.
No, sir.
Please wow. make the most of your time. I always say it in my lives and stuff like that. There are situations that you can fix through forgiveness or even walking away from or patching up or whatever. If it's something you keep putting off, man, get to it. Find that peace in your life, man. All jokes aside, because you just – I hate to say you never know, but you don't, you know?
Yeah.
And that's word. But sorry, I'm going to go ahead about Black Panther.
I'm just wondering what y'all think. Because it's not going to end, I don't feel. I feel like, of course, they probably already had their thoughts of where to take it. But where right. can it go from here without – Chadwick, like,
well, we should ask our Lando Cal,
yeah, host, yeah,
who's in the room, because he probably got inside information.
I wonder what D is gonna say, so uh-huh. I'm gonna wait and see if you think what I think.
All right, I mean, there's different avenues they could go in comic book wise. They could go into directions, it just depends on how you look at it, because. And it's not even a sexist statement with me. Shuri can beat Black Panther, but I don't think she can lead the Avengers, if that makes sense. And that yeah. was the next step they was trying to take Black Panther into, is to lead the Avengers. Nothing against her. It's just that she's 20-some years old, and the she ain't supposed to lead the Avengers. What you going to say to Thor? Like, what you going to tell Thor?
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, like, what you going to tell Thor?
What you going
to
tell Captain America?
Yeah, come on, man.
Right.
You're 20. I know you're the smartest person in comic books, but dang, you know, like, you still ain't gonna tell Thor nothing, but you gonna tell the Hulk to settle down? You know? So
right. Bruce.
What about bringing Killmonger back? Because in the comic books, he's not dead.
Yeah, but in the comic books, he's crazier than what he was in the movie by far.
Right. You don't want Killmonger. But a lot of times the films don't necessarily does it have to be like the comics?
No. But do you think people some kind of realism to it?
Right. That's what I'm asking. Like, does it? Like, how far left can you go? In your opinion, like, what do you think?
I mean, you can go. You can go pretty left. But they've been pretty. They haven't like jumped the shark yet. Where they like just bring somebody random back alive that was like, I saw him get stabbed 3 times. Like, how did he survive? Like, they haven't done that yet. Like, try to keep it. Like, if we kill somebody in the movie, they dead, you know, like they gotta try to keep it around that, you know, it's not like special. He got a secret twin brother. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Will we be accepting of a replacement?
I think there's only one replacement. I'll give y'all an exclusive before anybody else say, I think there's one replacement people will be okay with.
I'm going to see if I agree with you. Cause I have
Don David Washington is the only replacement that people would accept, and nobody.
Denzel's son.
And nobody, I don't agree with you.
Nobody would trip. Ooh. That's the only person I think you can get and nobody would trip.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. The dude, I don't know his real name.
Okay.
The dude who played Daniel in Insecure.
Oh, no. He's dope. He's dope because he was in the Purge
scene. He was in the Purge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. But John David Washington got his daddy name. I'm talking like your overall perspective.
You mean like the headline.
Nobody's going to, if they cast John David Washington's Black Panther, nobody's going to be, everybody like, cool, I'm with it, let's keep it moving. There's going
to
be no question.
So are we, because we're, I know, you know, we're trying to remain on a schedule. Mm-hmm. Are we holding a Black Panther replacement to a different standard? Because we have 15 Batmans. Mm-hmm. And none of them are as good Michael Keaton.
Now I will say there shouldn't be another T'Challa, but there can be another Black Panther. Yeah. Someone else.
There you go. Right. Okay. I can see that. Should not be another T'Challa. I agree with you 100%.
But but even with that, and forgive me for my Black Panther ignorance.
It's all good.
But usually the role of Black Panther changes anyway, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay. Shuri can be Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because in the comic book, she does become Black Panther, but at first she was wearing white or something different. Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about for your Marvel setup, John David Washington would be a hit and run, man. Like, that is it.
He's a great actor.
I think his daddy should be Dr. Doom, but that's a whole other thing.
Yo, but while you tripping, though, did you hear the news about Denzel? They said it's so vague, like he's interested in a role
in the Marvel Universe. Tell me Denzel Washington is Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom. That would shut shit down if that happened. That would shut it down.
But I'm saying, John David Washington is the only person I think that could, not saying be T'Challa, but be the next Black Panther, and people will be like, you know what, I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah. Right. I definitely think that's the role, that's the way that they would be smart enough to go. Is, of course, you can't replace T'Challa, but you can definitely replace the Black Panther.
Hey, yeah, Killmonger is a psychopath, man. You don't want him back as the Black Panther.
But they, you know what, though? Without too much more speculation, on my end, I'll say, you are about to witness some incredible writers. Whoever has to write the second film. And then we got Ryan Coogler. How you say his last name?
Coogler.
He's going to be directing it, right? Man, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, with all posthumous energy meant.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great film.
If I'm Kevin Feige from Marvel, I'm on the line with John David Washington right now. Like, look, man, we ain't got a plan yet. You just gonna be Black Panther. We ain't gonna play you. We ain't played nobody yet. Just sign on. We can announce it within like 6 months. Just so we can turn calm people down.
That marketing, I'm going into dork mode. I'm sorry,
dude. You gotta think. You talking about, man? He's Denzel Washington's son. He's a great actor on his own merit.
Yeah, he is.
Like, why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? Like, Shuri is a good Black Panther, but she cannot hold a movie.
Right. I can see them both. Like, maybe it's like a transfer. Like, she has to continue, and then somehow, be it, you know, John or whoever, you know, it's like, this is more suited for you. I don't know. Or maybe it's the other way around. Well, Shuri is.
Y'all non-nerdy people, some people that listeners, I know y'all like, this cat, I didn't even know he knew this shit. So, in the comics, there's a, in the comics, they have a big beef with Namor and the Atlanteans. So, basically, when Wakanda came up and got all this bread, you had the people of Atlantis too that was getting their bread up too, and they're like right there, and they both start battling each other. So back, this is like centuries ago. So there's a queen, I think it's Queen Naja or Queen B. She's technically the first ruler of Wakanda. But she was using the power of the
flower, whatever,
in an evil way. So people hemmed her up and basically locked her up in a jewel.
Right.
Like, they did some voodoo, and they was gonna re-release her in the second Black Panther, and because she's gonna say like, I never died. I am. You gotta fight me.
Right.
You know, and then you're gonna have the whole theme of Namor because she hates the Atlanteans and that whole aspect. So now I don't know where they're gonna go with it. Cause they was in pre-production already, so you gotta think they ain't already bought set stuff. They already got wardrobe. They didn't got everything going already. That's what I'm saying. The easiest way for them to do is just to go ahead and get John David Washington, change it up, and say something happened to T'Challa, to have a fight scene with him from some other tribe, make him the new Black Panther. Letitia is his sidekick. Let's keep it moving.
There it is. Man, it's sad. I mean. Man,
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
Indeed.
That was a great bit. I feel so good. I had to leave at 9 o'clock St. Louis Negro time, but I actually can stay a little bit. So,
well, we done.
We done for you. On time. Thank you.
We set it up for you, Playboy.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Even though it's a part of the show that I know we can't do because somebody was like, they are not acknowledging certain things. I was excited last week to see what was going
to
be
said. Shout out to Manny Fresh.
You want me to leave?
No, don't go. Don't make your picture pop up.
I am not going to. Of course, you know, when you're on these type of platforms, you know, you're going to get your haters, your side comments, the people that just don't like you. And that's perfectly fine. But what won't be tolerated is in a direct conversation, disrespect based off of some 45 minute clips. So I won't say his name. Y'all can say it. But I personally think he should go find himself something safe to fucking do besides call me out of my name. Because, Daryl, you're muted.
You're muted, Daryl.
Yeah, no, he's excited. I said, I do want to read a comment, not Manny. Actually, a good comment for discussion for the end of the show from the last episode. Okay. They want to talk about Tim. It says, Tim's smile was most likely because the feds were taunting him when he was arrested and his defense mechanism to smile to seem unbothered. He's going to say that they set him up and this is all BS. Also, he knows that he's about to be put on the acting job of his life and he's getting ready mentally for it. He is not that crazy because he contemplated and planned out everything. When you're capable of that kind of thinking, the courts will say you're not crazy. He is not going to plead guilty. I think he's going to gearing up to lie in the end. He was jealous of Andre and money hungry from bad business decisions. Since he set up Andre, there's no telling what else he has done.
So I saw that comment, and what I wanted to say, I chose not to say.
Because you was worried about that Manny.
I was, because he had me fucked up.
Fresh.
I think people, when you say somebody is crazy, mm-hmm. I think people think, oh, they're going to plead insanity. No. Sociopaths are crazy. Psychopaths are crazy. People with narcissistic personality disorders are considered crazy. So you can be a high-functioning crazy person and the court not, I don't think Tim's lawyers are going to plead insanity. I think he was smiling on his fucking mugshot because he's crazy. He's a sociopath. He has a narcissistic personality disorder. He's crazy. That's why he was smiling. Not because he was being taunted, but because he know he did that shit. So and these are just my views. These are not we ain't in the court.
So the camera can still be rolling in his mind.
And that's but he was never an actor, though. He was never an actor. Reality TV, right?
But he was in front of the cameras. That's what I'm saying. You know, I agree with everything that you're saying as far as like your descriptions about people. And sometimes the camera doesn't stop in your head
until that is crazy. Doesn't that make you crazy?
I can see it makes some people crazy. So it can make some people a lot of different things. But in his case, you know, it is a sign of craziness. You know, I don't think he's as crazy as my personal thoughts. I don't think he's as crazy as people are making him out to be.
Socio and psychopaths are very high functioning, intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eileen Wuornos.
Huh?
High functioning, very intelligent people.
Well, yeah. We definitely got our eyes on that one. That's crazy.
Like I get what you're saying. To me, craziness I guess it's a perspective point of what I'm saying. There's a dictionary definition of crazy. Then I mean, shit. The way I look at society, I think everybody crazy. But then everybody not crazy. But I hear what you're saying. But I just don't think personally the person who wrote the letter. I feel where they were coming from. But the truth of the matter is, nobody really knows except that man. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Sociopaths don't know that they're sociopaths either.
Huh?
That's true.
Sociopaths don't know that they're sociopaths. Narcissists don't believe that they're narcissists.
Very true.
Yeah. Egotistical people don't believe they're egotistical.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Assholes will tell you they're assholes.
That's about it. But at some line, a definition will fly, and you will know if it fit or not.
Yeah, I think that comment that was left, I think it was more so from like a pleading of insanity type of standpoint is where I feel like that was written from. So that's why I wanted to kind of clarify why I was saying, like, you know, he crazy, smiling in his mouth.
Well, I appreciate you for what you're saying, though, because that's you know, very informative what you said. You know what I mean?
I watch a lot of ID channel.
Oh, God. Listen, man.
Right.
We're going to keep our eyes on that for you all. Big shout out to all of you. Thank you all for listening. Commentarians, we appreciate you. 110%. We have made it through 10 episodes, so we got some nice and new things coming. And make sure you give us your feedback. Facebook discussion, commentary discussion group. There we go. Commentary discussion group on Facebook. You can hit us at commentarypodcastshow@gmail.com. You know how to get it, all of us, on our handles. I am Alan, I-A-L-L-E-N-E-Y-E. Shad B, what up? Holla at the folks.
Y'all know where to find me, The Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram, or blackgirlsinterrupted@gmail.com.
Yeah, we used to be Facebook friends, and then she disappeared.
Or you can just comment under the YouTube videos, and I will happily jump in and respond.
Hey, so you back on Facebook, huh?
Yes. I told you, I just like to come in, ruffle a few feathers, show my face, post a picture of my kids, and then going on back about my black ass business.
Right on, right on. Rashadism on everything, R-H-A-S-H-A-D-I-S-M.
Yay, yay. Commentary, Intellectual Black Versation, episode 10. We are signing out. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Be cool and peace.